Welcome to Christmas at Calvary, the names of God. Image of the invisible God. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. When I think back to my childhood, I can still see myself lying in the backyard grass on a warm evening, looking up at the stars and wondering, what does God look like? Maybe you've asked the same question. What would it be to see the face of God? If we had asked the greatest storyteller in history to write the script on how God would appear on earth, no one would have imagined the Christmas story. The Almighty, wrapped in the soft folds of a blanket, the creator of galaxies resting in a feed trough, the eternal Word unable to speak. Christmas is where we see the invisible God become visible. Paul's words in Colossians pull back the curtains. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Everything God is, His mercy, His holiness, His steadfast love, comes into focus in the person of Jesus. And look at how God chose to reveal Himself. Not through power or spectacle, but through humility. The way God shows Himself to the world is the way He wants to shape our hearts. Jesus works slowly, gently, and near. But not everyone noticed. In Bethlehem, most were too busy, in Jerusalem, too proud. Yet the outsiders, true outsiders, the shepherds, the magi, the young couple from Nazareth, saw Him for who He truly was. Paul later wrote, "None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." 1 Corinthians 2:8. At Christmas, we are invited to see, to look beyond the glitter and noise and recognize God who still chooses humility as His stage. Charles Wesley captures it so well in this carol. "Hark, the herald angels sing, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity." Today, may you pause and notice the way God is showing Himself to you in the quiet, ordinary, and humble moments. For it is there in the stillness of Christmas that we behold the image of the invisible God.